It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Stay tuned for this week's recommendations from VPR's Art Hounds in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Calling all doodlers, zinesters, cartoonists, and graphic novelists. This coming Tuesday is the inaugural meeting of the Comics Club in Burlington. This is a new networking opportunity for those interested in sharing ideas and talking about ways to get your work seen and sold. Here to tell us more is the Comics Club organizer, Iona Wilmington. Welcome.
Thank you.
First, I want to ask you about comics in general. You know, many people still have this preconceived notion that comics are just Archie and Spider-Man. What are you talking about when you talk about comics?
When I talk about comics, I am also talking about Archie and Spider-Man, but I'm talking about an art form that is essentially image and text, or sequential images. And I want to convey that this club is open to anybody. If you write scientific essays in comics, that's great. If you doodle and want to figure out how to move on from there and write stories, that's great. If you're a working professional, you're welcome. I think we all do so much work alone, this very repetitive and solitary work. I just wanted to have a place where people could meet up.
Well, that's interesting because drawing, like writing, is essentially a solitary experience. What do you think can be gained by bringing together a group of creative types sharing their work and ideas?
My kind of impetus was I thought it would be energizing and motivational, you know, and I thought it would might be nice for people to have the chance to step back every week from their work and think, why am I doing this? This is crazy and it's driving me nuts, and get to share our work. I'm thinking it will be probably a monthly meeting, so that seems reasonable to have new work. Ideally, to bring every meeting. I mean, no big deal if you didn't get to work this month, but I thought it might give a kind of fun deadline without the pressure for people.
What kind of drawing do you do?
I tend to do short kind of farm sketches. I'm a farmer in Burlington's Innervale. So I do kind of shorter, funny stuff from the farm. And then in the winter, I'm a mountain caretaker, an interpretive naturalist. So I do longer kind of scientific essays about the natural world or, you know, that sort of thing, much longer form stuff.
Do you sense a large comics community in Vermont?
I do. I think it's a very special thing about our state that I'm hoping more people will become readers because we have so much talent in this state. There's the Center for Cartoon Studies, of course, mm-hmm. in White River Junction. But I think there's a lot of fabulous writers, and I think it would be fun if Vermonters were more aware of this neat community that we have.
And what's the environment like for illustrators in Vermont? I'm wondering, you know, how, for example, do you go about promoting your work?
So for me, I've never made it my sole income. I already work in a very erratic profession with long hours and low wages. And for me, it's a thing of joy. You know, it's a lot of time and I do try to break even, but I don't look for illustration work. It tends to come to me and that's about the level that I can handle right now. So I'm not sure for somebody who's trying to do that solely how that works, but I have seen the trajectory of people who are really making it in the comics world. A lot of people just start by self-publishing online or in, you know, mini comics that they just print out and put in an independent bookstore and kind of build from there as long as they keep at it.
This is your first meeting of the Comics Club. What's on the agenda? Should people bring their pencils?
Absolutely. I thought that, for starters, we could just talk about who we are and what we do. And I have some personal goals for the club and some ideas about what we could do. But I want to hear from other people why they came and what they think we could do. So I thought we'd do that first, and then the second hour we could just draw.
Iona, I was actually in a drawing class once, and I tried to make the professor believe that I can't draw. I can't even write my own name legibly. Her response is that everyone can draw. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. I think everybody has a story to tell. And I think if you know, there's a really popular webcomic called XKCD. And Randall Monroe, the author, he basically uses stick figures, but it's wildly popular and it's amazing. I think if you really feel like you're timid, you can't draw, I mean, at the very least, you can Google the Noun Project, and it's basically a pictographic Esperanto that's being developed. So if you really don't want to think of it yourself, you can use that dictionary. But I really think that everybody can communicate at whatever level you feel is appropriate or you're comfortable with.
Well, Iona, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Iona Wilmington is the organizer of Comics Club, which is having its first meeting this Tuesday evening at 6 at Arts Riot in Burlington. For more information, go to vpr.net.